So if a carpenter is a man's man, what are we?
I don't know.
A modern podcast where Chris and Mike talk about TV, movies, superheroes, and everything in between. It's time for Superhero Slate.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Superhero Slate, the show where we run down the latest superhero entertainment news.
We love TV, movies, and superheroes, so let's talk it all out.
My name is Chris Dillard.
And my name is Mike Royer.
And this week we wonder about what could have been.
Oh, what could have?
We talk about movies that finished filming, fall TV updates, and more.
Ooh, and more.
What really gets me.
Yeah, this is going to be a fun episode. I'm looking forward to this little what-if section we've kind of cultivated, because as we all know, my favorite part of the show is when we get to speculate about things in the future. So this is kind of like proof and speculation almost. You know, we're going to talk a little bit about what could have been with that Fantastic Four movie.
And not just Fantastic Four. We got some other stuff that came up this week, too, which was pretty awesome.
Yeah, and it sounds like it's perfect timing, too, because I believe I sent you a text message on Saturday morning. I was catching up on some of my Saturday morning cartoons, which apparently don't exist anymore, but thanks to Netflix, you can have them whenever you want.
It's true. And that's why I kind of got this bit news, and we'll get to it later, but I actually own the Blu-rays of those. I'm pretty proud of that.
Oh, okay.
which is really weird, because the Blu-rays, they come in, like, have the text in English and the text in French in full size on, like, the covers. Like, half the top half is English and the bottom half is French. It's really weird.
Okay.
I guess the French love their superhero cartoons.
You know what? Who doesn't? Do we have any French listeners?
Parlez-vous français?
I just had some French toast, and I'm going to go play poker with a French girl a little bit later.
Whoa. That sounds like you're going
to
lose.
That was not innuendo, by the way. I'm actually going to go play poker with some people. And one of them happens to be French. I'm going to find out if the French can play poker.
But I don't know. If James Bond has taught us anything, don't trust European women at poker.
Oh, okay. That's a good idea. I'll keep that in the back of my head while I'm playing.
You should.
Like, she might be bluffing.
She's bluffing. She's probably bluffing. I mean, if anything, she'll at least fold the first, right? I mean, that's what the French are known for.
Man, when I'm pushing my stacks, they're going to be folding, son.
Oh, okay. We're not men.
Yeah, we're not.
Let's just stop with that.
We're not carpenters. We're not men. We're in front of computer screens, and we're here to tell you about superhero news.
That's right. So let's jump into it. I got a bit of news that came kind of early this week for me.
Mm-hmm.
Jessica Jones, as we know, is coming up this week.
Mm-hmm.
Or not coming up this week, but coming up this fall. Mm-hmm. And they've apparently, if you change the Netflix URL by like one number,
oh yeah,
it will tell you the episode of like the episode title and some information about it.
Oh, I love that.
So they've got all 13 episode titles revealed, and I'm not going to go through all of them, but I'm going to go through a couple that are definitely make me think a little bit here.
Piquing your interest?
Yeah, so first off is episode 3 is called It's Called Whiskey.
Okay.
It's 54 minutes, by the way. Most of these are about 50 to 55 minutes, it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of Marvel people, like, they have drinks, but they've never, like, did a direct call out to liquor before.
Hmm.
So that's interesting. Another one's episode 7. It's called Top Shelf Perverts.
Okay.
Followed two episodes by Sin Bin.
Uh-huh.
Which is episode 10, the Kumbaya Circle Jerk.
Oh, jeez.
And, yeah, I know, these are pretty, pretty vivid.
Yeah.
But episode 12 is called Jewel and the Power Man, and that's a reference to Jessica Jones and Luke Cage. So, and the very last episode is called Smile. But I can't draw a lot from this.
Yeah, it's hard to tell what we're getting just from episode titles, but I think what's more important here is as we get closer and closer to Jessica Jones, more and more is falling through the cracks.
Yeah, so, I guess Netflix will probably fix this hole next time, but, I mean, that was a pretty clever way to figure out the titles and the links of some of these shows.
Yeah, but it looks like maybe the official title is not necessarily It's Called Whiskey, it's AKA It's Called Whiskey.
Right. Every episode has AKA in front of it. And I kind of, when I was reading that, I just kind of blocked it out already.
Yeah. It's kind of cool, though, since they've kind of dropped that version from the title. It's just called Jessica Jones now. Yeah. So at least they brought it back into the titles.
Another cool thing is if you go to the Netflix thing, apparently you have to be signed in. I can't do it right now, but they've added purple to the logo as well.
Okay.
In the background, not the lettering. So we have that white lettering that we saw a couple weeks ago, but now it's purple in the background.
So now, I don't remember. I'm sure we've talked about this a little bit before when Jessica Jones has popped up, but have you had a chance to read any of Alias at all?
I have read some Alias back in the day, but I didn't know what it was. And I was reading a lot of Brian Bendis because he wrote Ultimate Spider-Man. And but, I mean, it's a very messed up kind of book. From what I remember.
So, if you guys are out there listening, Alias is basically where Jessica Jones is from, the comic book series.
Right, not the TV show.
Yeah, not the TV show. But I had a chance to talk to some people this weekend who were really infatuated with the Alias series. I guess they own this omnibus, this giant, really thick collection of Jessica Jones. And they were head over heels excited for this show. So they told me that they listened to the show too. They told me, you know, it's okay for me to get excited. You know, I don't have to Days of Future Past or Fantastic Four this. I don't need to lower my hopes to have a good time. So it's nice to know that people out there are excited for the show. You know, I'm just a little less excited just because I don't know too much about the character. But I've been told the character is really intriguing and exciting, and I guess it's going to be kind of a curious thing from some reader's point of view to see if she's going to fly in the show at all.
Yeah, I mean, she never did get the hang of flying is one thing. She did it, but she never liked it. But I kind of am putting this on the same level as Powers, another show that was written by Brian Michael Bendis. And, I mean, that one kind of tackles some interesting, more adult-themed approaches to superheroes. And you saw a couple episodes, so you know what I'm talking about. And I think that Jessica Jones will take a page out of that book.
Yeah, and you know, we're going to talk a little bit more about TV shows a little on the back half of the show, and I'll bring something else up about TV shows as well, pseudo-related, but it's all good problems. It's awesome that we have all these shows to watch, so.
Yeah, so that kind of brings me to my next Netflix show, Daredevil. A new thing on Twitter this week shows an image that we've not seen of Daredevil's suit. This is not a new suit. This is the suit from season one. A lot of people assumed it was the new suit, but it is not.
Yeah, it looks like he's hiding it maybe in like a bottom drawer of a dresser or something like that.
Yeah, it's definitely in a drawer. He's got his red and white cane that are very thing, and the burgundy duds. I'm open to see if they change that this season. I can go either way, but you know that's kind of interesting that they're still showing stuff from the old season. Like the Twitter hasn't died since the show's been aired. But yeah, so sure.
Why not? Just seeing the suit again gets me excited too, just because that final fight when he was in the real suit was cool as hell. And you know, we had that whole build up to where we didn't see it until the very last episode, and it's going to be cool to get a whole season of him in that suit.
Yeah, and something that probably evolves.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure we're going to find out if it's bulletproof, because I'm pretty sure the Punisher is going to shoot him once or twice.
If the Punisher doesn't shoot at him, at least, I'll be disappointed.
Yeah, he's going to get shot.
So, another TV show coming out from Marvel is they just announced they've greenlit Mockingbird's Marvel's Most Wanted TV show. The one we've kind of talked about has been in and out, kind of fluctuating.
Yeah, we thought that this show was going to be a no-go, which is why we got season two of Agent Carter, but yeah, I guess they're working on it in some sort of capacity now.
Yeah, so I'm not really sure why. They didn't really give an answer. Maybe they're just really excited for it, or maybe they're looking for a way to, you know, branch out more, since season three is probably going to focus on Secret Warriors and Inhumans on S.H.I.E.L.D. But, I mean, it's called Marvel's Most Wanted, and it seems like it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious, do we know anything about the angle of the show?
Nope, it focuses on Mockingbird, who we know is Adrian Palicki, and
wasn't it supposed to be like Bobby? The character Bobby was supposed to be in it too,
or no? Bobby is Mockingbird. Yeah,
Lance. That's it.
He's supposed to be in there as well, but I don't know to what capacity.
Yeah.
The word is that it's a Mockingbird kind of heavy show.
Yeah, so I'm kind of curious what you do with her. We've got a little bit of her. I remember we got a little bit of her past. In the last season of S.H.I.E.L.D. Not much, you know, not like when she was like a child or anything, but we got a little bit of her S.H.I.E.L.D. origin in there. But I'm just kind of curious, like, how she drives the show. I mean, what stories can they tell with her that we kind of already haven't seen with all the other multiple agents that we've had?
Well, I mean, S.H.I.E.L.D. kind of still defunct, not really up to par, still, and Hydra a little, you know, breaking down. I think there's a lot of people from the Raft in Season 1 that need to be captured. And you know, I think it's going to be more of a spy show,
you know, spy thriller. Honestly, what I don't... I would be shocked if they plan on 23 episodes of this show. I think what they're going to do is they're going to have kind of these mini seasons, just like with Agent Carter. I think they'll put all their most of their effort, their bucks, their dollars into Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. because that's their big show that lasts the majority of the year, and they'll fill up some of the downtime with you know,
well, we don't have any downtime, though. That's the problem.
Well, maybe we'll get a summer show.
That's what I was thinking. Like, a summer show would be interesting, so we get Marvel year-round. I mean, that's kind of what they want to shoot for, right? Is give us Marvel 24/7.
All Marvel, all the time. You know, if there's always a Marvel TV show on, where am I going to find time to take a vacation down to Florida so I can visit a Marvel theme park?
Yeah, well, I mean... I don't know. You'll binge watch them afterwards?
Yeah, I don't...
Maybe you'll catch them there.
Yeah, they'll just be a giant theater. Like, oh yeah, we flew down to Florida just so we could watch Marvel's Most Wanted on a screen. We never went outside.
Yeah, so I don't see a problem with it. So another Marvel theme park they kind of should have is a Guardians of the Galaxy theme park. I'm going to be honest.
I'm sure they'll include that. I don't see how they couldn't.
Yeah, Guardians has been a hit. That's a great, like, world. Like, Xandar would be a great place to, like... replicate and so on and so forth. But Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 has confirmed Tyler Bates will return as a composer. He did the music on the first one, so now he'll be coming back for Volume 2.
Yeah, that's kind of I don't think people care because they just want to know what kind of a soundtrack we're getting, not so much of the composer.
Yeah,
we want to know what sweet tracks we're going to get.
Yeah, I'm not sure what other stuff he's done outside of that for film, but I mean, if he could work with that within, you know, the movie's other soundtracks, you know, and not be like so contrasting, like having, you know, these songs versus the actual music, I think that's great.
Well, we can just look at it this way: the more that we get returning from the original film just means we're going to be getting something just as good. So
yeah, I mean you watched Californication, right?
Yeah.
He did the soundtracks for those.
Oh. I think any sort of, like, soundtrack news is probably just lost on me because it's kind of like, it's kind of almost like special effects. You know, if you're doing your job right, you don't even really know what's happening. Like, you know that, oh, you know this scene is intense, but you don't necessarily contribute it to the music. You're just kind of like, oh, yeah, I remember that scene. It was really intense. I guess it's maybe kind of a thankless job being a movie composer.
Yeah, and I mean, unless you create something that people just listen to on their own.
Like, yeah.
I know I listen to the Winter Soldier soundtrack a lot.
Oh, really?
Actually, yeah. And, you know, but I mean, it's not Star Wars or anything, but that's
yeah, that's what I think it kind of comes down to, like, there's two people in the world. Like, people that listen to the composing soundtracks of movies and people that don't. Because I have come across some people that, like, oh, yeah, the How to Train Your Dragon soundtrack is so good, and I'm just like, wait, there wasn't any songs in that movie? Like, no, the instrumental stuff. I'm like, oh, okay. I know some people like to listen to that stuff while they're working. You know, it helps them concentrate. I had a friend at one point in time who liked to listen to the Inception soundtrack because they never felt more badass when they were working.
Yeah, I can definitely see that. I mean, if there's no words to distract you, you put all your mind into it while you still have that surround sound. So, what he's not doing is Civil War, and that's a fact. And Civil War has some news. Spider-Man is going to fight an Avenger.
Ooh.
And I know which one, but I don't know if I should tell you.
Oh, you know. Okay, first of all, I think maybe we shouldn't tell. Just okay. to keep things secret, because I have a feeling if we're supposed to know, we'll end up seeing it in a trailer. But you can tell us how you did find out.
Someone was on set, I assume. All the cast was in Germany this week.
Okay.
And that's kind of where this kind of stemmed from, but that's only because this was the last week of filming, and they probably brought everyone in to do, like, a big scene where everyone's in together. Because, you know, as you don't film a movie in order. You film it in, you know, availability of actors' schedules, and kind of, like, what... If we need Chris Evans for 3 weeks, we're not going to bring in the Spider-Man dude and have him do nothing.
Yeah.
Or we're not going to bring in the Vision and have him do nothing. So they kind of do that. So a lot of people were on set, but it did wrap. This is one of the first movies I've heard of to wrap filming principal photography for next year.
That's awesome.
So that's pretty exciting with that. But
yeah.
if you could see Spider-Man fight any Avenger, who would it be, Mike? How would I present that?
So I don't want to see him fight Falcon, just because we've got a chance to see that. You know, has it been long enough? Is this considered a spoiler?
It's been a month. If you haven't seen it, go listen to our spoiler cast. If not, you're not missing anything. It's in the trailers.
Yeah, that's true. I think it's kind of out in the open. But basically, Ant-Man has already had a little one-on-one time with Falcon, so I think we've kind of gotten that out of the way. Spider-Man's such a big character. He's got to be fighting, like, an intense Avenger. Honestly, it would be cool. I could see, like, cool fights anyway. I could see him just, like, struggling and just being terrified, like, fighting the Hulk. That could be really funny.
The Hulk and Thor, I think, are the only people who are not confirmed being in the movie yet.
Oh, that's true. Know what would be kind of interesting to do before we get maybe a trailer for the film, because the trailer might reveal some of these answers. We should write down a list of all the heroes that's going to be in Civil War, and we should make our own lists of who we think is going to be on which side, who's going to be on Iron Man's side, who's going to be on Cap's side, and then we can kind of do a final check after we see the movie and see who won.
Yeah, that's going to be dangerous for me. I've seen a lot of news articles about that. I almost feel like I'd have an unfair advantage.
Well, okay, we'll make the lists, and then we won't reveal them until after we...
Okay.
We'll just have to do it on good faith that we didn't go back in and change it.
Yeah, so, but I mean, you didn't answer. Who would you want in Spider-Man? If you could pick one of the Avengers in the film, who would it be? Don't think too hard on it.
I think it'd be cool to see him fight Cap. Just because, like, out of all the Avengers that have... thought, I really like the way the Russo brothers choreograph Captain America in Winter Soldier, so I think that would be cool.
Okay.
Yeah, but...
I'd like to see him fight Vision. I'm not saying that's who we're going to see. If I could see him fight anyone, I would like to see him try to fight Vision.
Yeah, I could see that being similar to him, like, fighting the Hulk, where he's just, like, terrified. He doesn't understand what's going on. I could see him, like, maybe, like, shooting some web on his gym, trying to take it, and then the gym just incinerates the web.
Yeah, it'd definitely be an interesting, spider sense versus, someone who can change their, like, can go through things.
Mm-hmm. But speaking of Civil War real quick, I did have a chance to talk to someone that actually got to see the footage, like, firsthand. So I picked their brain a little bit, and he said that some of the things are being concentrated on more than other things. I didn't really get a full, like, a description of the footage, but basically he thought there were some things that people kind of left out. So you know how the first time we got to see Black Widow, we saw her take down, like, one dude in the hallway with, like, her legs doing some crazy judo stuff? Apparently in Winter Soldier there's a theme where that's kind of taken up to, like, level 11, where it's gotten pretty extreme. So I guess she's gonna, like, take out, like, a whole bunch of dudes at once. That was in the trailer, so I guess that's really cool. And basically I just brought up the point of saying I'm really hoping that Civil War is the Avengers movie that I didn't get with Ultron. You know, I'm not sour on Ultron. It wasn't exactly the Avengers sequel that I wanted. But he said, seeing the footage himself, this definitely feels like the Avengers movie that, you know, if you were let down by Ultron, this is definitely what you're looking forward to.
I just don't think that, like, this will not be an Avengers sequel. What we got in Age of Ultron was an Avengers sequel, and this is just be another Avengers movie.
Mm-hmm.
Separate of that. And that's how I feel. But, I mean, that's cool. I mean, I'm ready to see some official stuff. And I think with S.H.I.E.L.D. coming up, I mean, that's where we saw Age of Ultron. Mm-hmm. I think we'll see some of that coming up pretty soon.
Yeah, I mean, this is going to be a long winter. It's going to be a winter's drought. You know, previously we've gotten, like, you know, sometimes we've gotten, like, a Thor movie, like, in the winter. So we've had a little bit of goods in the snowy months. So we'll just have to see what we do.
Yeah, shut up. Like, let's be shut-ins. So... what are you doing in the meantime, though? We got no superhero movies coming out, Mike. What are you watching in the meantime?
Man, I'm watching cartoons on Netflix, yo.
What are you watching?
So I'm still late to this party, but I've just been on and off watching Earth's Mightiest Heroes for a couple months now. Like, I've heard so many good things about this show, and I think maybe about a year ago I started watching a couple episodes, and it was good, but, you know, there's just so much to do, so much to watch. I just couldn't glue myself to the couch for very long, but I finally made it maybe about 18 episodes into the show, so I've seen a good chunk of it, and man, it's really good.
Yeah, I mean, it's good. Second season kicks it up a notch, too, honestly. I love Our Smartest Heroes. I'm a big proponent of it. I was really, really disappointed it was canceled. Mm-hmm. It's actually one of the few shows I actually watched with my brother, because it was still on air whenever I graduated college, and that summer I was living with my parents before I moved out. But I just love that show, and I've got a lot of good memories.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. I'm getting ready to jump into our What If section on it.
Okay. Well, I was just going to say, I'm surprised just how much they can cram into each episode. You know, most of the time when you're watching these Marvel movies or TV shows, you know that they just can't show everything because they don't have the rights to everything, and then they actually have, like, live-action budgets and stuff. But, you know, when you're watching a cartoon, which can draw from literally every single aspect of the Marvel Universe, they have like no restrictions. They can draw anything that they want. They can animate whatever. So it's really refreshing knowing that, like, you never really know who's going to pop up or what you're going to get. Like, I saw one episode where they referenced the Fantastic Four. They were like on like a picture on the wall or something, and they talked about them and everything. And I'm imagining that they're going to be popping up in an episode sooner or later, but it was like super cool. Like, they could just talk about them.
Yeah, so the one thing you're not going to see is X-Men in that series, just to give you a heads up. But you will see Logan and Captain America flashbacks. But you will not see him as, you know, Wolverine. And it's actually the guy who voiced Wolverine on the cartoons who was doing the voice for it. So that was a pretty nifty, like, reference.
Cool.
So one of the character designers for this show, whenever the show was wrapping up production, season 2, drew some images of guest stars that he wanted on the show. And he put them on Facebook not 24 hours ago. I was going through them, and a lot of these are really cool. Some are, like, really, really obscure. So I'm going to go through a couple of my favorite ones here, or some obscure ones.
Mm-hmm.
First up is the 3D Man. He has – I don't know a lot about the 3D Man, except he's half green, half red, and has a triangle on his chest.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, he has, like, some other person inside of him. I don't know. 3D Man's, like, the stupidest idea on paper. But he was in, like, one of the most recent Uncanny Avengers, and now I'm kind of interested in him. So I'm kind of interested in why he drew that.
Yeah, I'm seeing some of these photos are having some characters. Like, well, you just said we wouldn't see the X-Men, but it looks like he wanted to include some X-Men.
Yeah, so he definitely wanted to include some X-Men on here. We got Cyclops and Jean Grey from kind of, I think that was, like, an X-Men TV show early. That was in, like, the mid-2000s that looks like it's from. Yeah, Captain Universe, that was a big one. You know, Rom the Space Knight, if you're familiar with Rom the Space Knight, there you go. I mean, even you can see one where the Avengers are turning into the Fantastic Four.
Yeah, that's a pretty rad picture.
And, you know, Captain America is turning into the Human Torch, which I'm sure is a Chris Evans reference.
Yeah.
And that's pretty nifty. There's just so much, like, and here, like, there's a Deathlok in Hydra outfit. And, you know, we got Deathlok in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., but we never saw him in cartoon form. And Morbius and another vampire, looks like. So there's a lot of good stuff that's in that show. Man, and this is the stuff they just couldn't include.
What if, you know?
Yeah, what if? I honestly met the guy who wrote a lot of the show, Chris Yost. We're actually going to talk about him later today as well. But I met him, had an interview with him. I have like a 30-minute interview with him. And he talked about kind of where season 3 would go. And you can see a lot of those plot points being planted in season 2. Because that show, I don't know if you've noticed this, has a great longer story arc. It's got a longer game in play.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
There's a smaller episodes, but there's a long game playing. And like, if we could have got some of these other smaller singular episodes focused on characters like, you know, Crystar and Deathlok and Omega, and, you know, even Flyman, the human fly, I guess is his name. Like, there's just so many obscure characters they could have put in there, and, like, that would have probably gained some popularity with them.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the downside of cartoons. I mean, obviously, as adults, we can find ways to enjoy them, whether or not our significant others are laughing at us while we're becoming 12-year-olds again on the inside. But it's really like the kids that drive the successfulness of this show. So, I mean, if the kids weren't watching it, if they were doing anything else.
That's not true. Like, there was a great call for this show. It was replaced with Avengers Assemble. The TV show Avengers Assemble.
Well, there must have been some sort of reason why they did it.
Because it was purely, I mean, they've said this, purely because they wanted to bring it in line with the TV show, or the movies.
Mm-hmm.
And this show, as you can tell, has nothing to do with the movies.
Yeah.
Avengers Assemble definitely is a continuation of that. Kind of like Guardians of the Galaxy is a continuation of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
It was the same thing. Like, that's where it came from. And it was sad, but again, like you said, 52 episodes is pretty good. That's nothing to balk at.
Yeah, I mean, it's still there. You can still watch it on Netflix whenever you want, so.
Or buy it on Blu-ray. It's under $20 a season.
Yeah, you were just talking about that. Get it in high def.
I'm pretty excited. So, you sent me another article today, or this week, about Fantastic Four. And I read a lot about this. But, I mean, this is your thing. You were pretty stoked about this. You seemed pretty stoked on this. Lay it on me.
Yeah, so this was really interesting. I don't know if somehow the original draft of Fantastic Four leaked or if someone got a hold of it, what the deal was, but basically it's out there. So Jeremy Slater, original script, kind of got analyzed and put up on the web, and this was his vision of what the movie would have been. So it wasn't Josh Trank's vision. No, his vision was his different, but it sounds like basically the movie kind of went through three different creative brains, you know, the studio, Jeremy Slater, and Josh Trank. So there's lots of there's basically too many hands in the pot, but we got a kind of a clear look of what could have been. So just to jump right into it here, the original script was about 121 pages. I don't know much about script length. Could you comment on, is this like a long for a movie? Or
one page equals 1 minute.
Okay.
So 121 is about a two-hour movie.
Okay, so yeah, that's definitely substantial. You know, it's nothing to shake a fist at.
Yeah, that's about standard par for superhero movies right now.
Yeah. So, you know, it was definitely beefy. There's no lack of ideas in this for sure. And we were going to be getting a little street fight of a Moloid. Because I guess they were going to focus a lot more on these Moloids in the movie. And I guess this was an idea hearkening back to the first issue of Fantastic Four. This should be popping up on your screen right now if you guys are watching in a visual format like YouTube. But yeah, we were going to be getting this Moloid popping up from the ground, and he was going to be eating the thing, and there was going to be this whole fight. But, you know, that got scrapped, I'm guessing, due to... I don't know, maybe the budget, maybe just things were too confusing, maybe there's just too much going on
in
the movie.
This is on some of those things. I'm kind of glad this should have been the main villain of the film the whole time rather than Dr. Doom.
Mm-hmm.
Because again, if you look at Fantastic Four number one, this is the classic cover with the big, you know, giant Moloid coming out of the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And we even got the Mole Man was actually a character reference in the film.
Mm-hmm.
Played by what's his name, Blake Nelson.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, this would have been pretty cool to have him as the only villain, but I think they just to me any movie that has more than one villain probably would have been a problem.
Yeah, but I think the bigger point to kind of take out of this, that this is going to be kind of our second act battle. You know, the biggest problem that people have had with Fantastic Four is, like, we didn't get a whole lot. You know, I think if anything was considered a second act fight would have been when the Thing tracked down Reed Richards and brought him back to base, which wasn't even anything. It was like one scene that lasted like maybe 30 seconds. It was very quick. So this was basically being set up to be our middle fight of the movie. So, you know, we kind of got robbed of anything like that happening. But to go down the line, I think this is the biggest change that happened was originally things were going to be really different when it came to this negative zone, or what did they end up calling it? The movie, the
World Earth Zero, Zero.
Something like that. But basically, in the movie, they trumped it up to be very much another dimension. You know, they concentrated on the planet surface. They didn't really talk about space or anything like that. But things seemed to have more of a cosmic feel in this original script. And they weren't necessarily going to be going to this other quote-unquote dimension in pods. They were literally going to be like ripping a hole in the fabric of space, and they're going to have a mechanical arm that push them from one side to another.
Which
so that was
is actually something they do in AIM in the comics.
Yeah, so I mean that was going to be in there, and that could have been cool too, because then we could have had that like physical connection between the two worlds. But the biggest thing is instead of going to this dimension and someone touches some green goo and then shit goes bad and they never explain the green goo, what was going to be on this other dimension or other planet was going to be Galactus. See, that's who they're going to run into. And they kind of describe the scene a little bit to where Galactus was going to see them and he was going to like chase after them. I don't really know what chase entails because he's like a giant figure, but he was going to be shooting dark matter at them, and one blast was going to completely vaporize Victor, and then the other blast was going to hit the dimensional gate as they were going to go through it. So things were still kind of going to happen with Sue Storm, where she basically is just left over there and gets hit by some a cosmic ray just while she's just chilling over there. But they were going to get hit with that, and then the movie was kind of going to go along the same lines where, you know, they get all dismorphed and like it was going to be like a horror body scene with all that happening. So that's kind of the biggest changes. They were going to very much introduce Galactus in this original script.
Yeah, and I've been thinking about this more and more since you sent it to me. Dr. Doom, Hollywood tries to make him part of the creation of the Fantastic Four, and he should never be in the first movie. He's like the Green Goblin, is the Spider-Man. Like, yes, he is the greatest villain, but he doesn't need to be there when he's created all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this sounds great. I'd like to see some Mole Man. Galactus would be something probably I'd like to see later on. Like, maybe more of it's not clear it's Galactus on that planet, but something bigger is shooting stuff. But I'd like to send some Moloids and some Mole Men.
Yeah.
But again, this article you sent me also says, if we got this movie as is, it's overstuffed. But some of the points in it I would like to have kept throughout the one we got.
Yeah, and I think the last point to pick up on here, which I think definitely could have helped the movie, is fleshing out Victor a lot more. I mean, his motivations to be a villain made way more sense in this original script. So he was going to basically be a spy for Latveria. So that's why he was going to be so shady while he was helping them work on this transporter. He was going to be feeding Latverian scientists and stuff data that Reed was working on so they could build their own gate. So basically that's how Victor ends up coming back in the original script, is Latveria builds their own thing, and then Doom walks back through it and he kills everybody, and then he takes over Latveria and becomes a ruler. And then there was going to be kind of this cool like good guy slash bad guy gray area with Victor, where Victor knows Galactus is coming. And he was going to build this giant like black energy, dark energy gun, and he was going to aim it at Galactus whenever he ended up showing up to Earth. And Fantastic Four goes over there and they like fuck him up, and that was going to be the final battle. So who knows what could have been, but I mean, it definitely sounded like the original script had more entertaining scenes in it than what we got.
Yeah, and I feel I'd like to see something in the middle of these two. Because I think that one's a little too far on the side of like setting up a new world, like a whole like franchise. It's like kind of like the Amazing Spider-Man 2. It's trying to set up, you know, Galactus coming in the future, Mole Man and Doom, and but the new one we didn't get nearly enough.
Oh, we were definitely wanting a lot more. You know, I definitely agree. It would have been nice to get something in the middle. There were some good ideas in here. There were some not so good ideas, like when they got their superpowers in the original script, it looks like Johnny Storm was going to have his own reality show. And so that was just kind of a weird, bizarre idea. So I'm glad we didn't get that at least.
Yeah, and that's very Ultimate Fantastic Four, which I actually just bought a trade of that this week. I'm only missing two trades to have the whole collection of that.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. But yeah, I mean, tell us what you thought, what you would want to see out of the Fantastic Four. I mean, I'm interested in what you guys as, you know, viewers want to see on that.
Yeah, and what in that what if section makes you cringe and what makes you like sad that it didn't happen.
Yeah, so give us your thoughts on that. I'm gonna give you my thoughts on Days of Future Past.
Oh, we're still getting Days of Future Past news?
Yeah, apparently on the set, Professor X had a real levitating wheelchair that was not like a CG effect or something. It really levitated.
Oh, geez.
Hopefully they can, you know, use this in, you know, whenever he inevitably joins the Wolverine. the third Wolverine movie. But, I mean, that's kind of interesting that they actually took the time to build a levitating wheelchair.
Yeah, we'll have to... Well, I just find it hilarious that we're still getting chunks of Days of Future Past news, even though it came out over a year ago now.
Yeah, it was May 2014. And the Rogue Cut just came out too, so it was probably a lot of information from there we're still getting.
Yeah, there's probably some director's commentary out there.
Yeah, I didn't have a listen to that. That's a hard movie for me to go back to. It's not bad, it's just long.
Yeah, it just didn't age as well.
No, I wouldn't say it's not too bad on the aging part. It's just long. There are some good action set pieces and good things, but it takes a little bit to get to them because it's jumping back between the past and the future.
Yeah, and I'm sure the Rogue Cut extending the movie by like 20 minutes doesn't help.
Yeah, no, it didn't really help at all. I tuned out pretty quick.
Yeah.
So how about we talk about the next movie, X-Men Apocalypse?
Yeah.
Honestly, it wrapped filming as well this week. As of yesterday, like it stopped. It principal photography is on X-Men Apocalypse and Civil War.
Yeah, that means there are hard drives out there with every shred of the movie, and we just got to get some
barring reshoots.
Yeah, hopefully there's no reshoots. But
yeah, they schedule them in case they miss something.
Let's just hope we get some brilliant cuts out of these.
We need some leaks. Leak us that hard drive. Actually, actually just make sure, I know footage can be a lot, so compress it first and then link us that footage.
Even if someone dropped that hard drive off, I'm pretty sure if I plugged it in, I'd be like, okay, I don't think my computer can play any of this uncompressed footage.
Right. I don't even know if we'd understand what's going on for most of it.
Yeah.
So how about we talk about Star Wars then?
Oh, Star Wars!
There we go. I was waiting for the Star Wars call. Like,
you kind of caught me off guard there for a second.
Good. I like to do that. Like, you never know what's coming. How about Star Wars 8? It's not even 7. This is Star Wars 8. It doesn't have a title yet. It's just a number. Oh, jeez.
Okay, what do we know about Star Wars 8?
It's rumored to start filming on September 14th.
That's soon, man.
That is, like, less than a month away, according to my clocks. And they're looking for a strong female lead to cast in the main role, or for a main role in it.
That's good. I like it when females get to drive the movie. It just gives you a fresher take than what we've been getting.
Yeah, I mean, not only that, I mean, it's... I worried that all three Star Wars movies were going to have the same cast throughout, mm-hmm. and they weren't going to have to cast anybody new except for ancillary characters.
Uh-huh.
So I'm interested to see what a new character they're going to bring into it that did not originally appear in 7.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of where I'm at.
Yeah, I'm really curious if the female lead we have for the movie coming in December, what the odds that she's going to be Han Solo's daughter? Because I've seen people out there that are just dead convinced that it's got to be Han's daughter. You know, just because they're being really cryptic about last names and stuff, and they're like, oh well, she's got to be related to somebody. So
are banking on Han Solo. I'd still feel like Luke Skywalker would be an acceptable answer.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it's anybody's guess at this point in the game, right?
Yeah, one of these characters from the original film had babies, and we just got to see who's going to be cast as those babies.
We're, like, 4 months away from that. Do you realize that?
It's so close, man. It's basically what we have to look forward to now, because we have a lull until Deadpool.
Yeah, so we got TV shows to watch in that meantime.
Mm-hmm.
So I expect one more Star Wars trailer coming up pretty soon, and we should be good. Another trailer, I don't know when we're going to get another trailer, but Batman vs. Superman has some news.
Okay, what do you got?
The WB CEO confirmed that there has been a screening of the movie, and he's watched it several times.
Okay.
And that the movie was in fact delayed from 2015 release to 2016 to create a stronger film.
Okay.
Not that they reshot anything, but maybe that they had to like maybe rework some parts.
Yeah.
You know, more time is not necessarily a bad thing.
I think that just goes to show Warner Brothers knows how absolutely important it is for this Batman vs. Superman movie to be their Iron Man 1. You know, they tried to hold an entire franchise up by Man of Steel, and they all know that, you know, that didn't work out too well. So they have so much riding on Batman Superman. If this film does not pan out, they're going to have to reconsider everything. So it's good that they delayed it. You know, it makes sense. I hope we get the Batman versus Superman movie we've all wanted now.
I think we will. I talked to my cousin this weekend, who's a big comic book fan in Evansville, and he's a Marvel guy like me. His favorite character is Spider-Man, but he also likes Batman. He's like, you know what? He's like, I'm actually excited for that. So it's good that the other people are getting on board as well. Justice League movie we didn't get is called Justice League Mortal. I don't know if you knew about this or not.
No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
This is like a mid-2000s Justice League movie that they tried to make.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and they're looking to create a doc. They almost came to fruition. Like, they're trying to work on a documentary of it because, you know, the Nicolas Cage Superman movie documentary came out. They're totally, like, trying to hop on that bandwagon because this movie, Justice League Mortal, was like 2007.
So this was during the Dark Knight movies then?
Yeah, it wouldn't have been related to them. They were not trying to create a universe. And it was right in 2007, so right after the Dark Knight had finished filming. And they cast a bunch of people as like the Justice League, and they even got them in like costume fittings and stuff like that.
Oh, wow.
So it was definitely interesting because this was like right after like Joss Whedon's Wonder Woman film had been canceled, and the Flash movie that was supposed to be written by David Goyer was canceled. So Justice League Mortal was like this big push right before Iron Man hadn't been out yet. So it was like, you know, we're going to do what we want. And it didn't come to fruition because they even had George Miller signed to direct it.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, George Miller, we talked to he was recently been on a Mad Max, right?
Yeah, the latest Mad Max film, which was amazing. So it would have been interesting to see what would have happened with this movie. I guess it's maybe good that it didn't come out because it sounds like it would have just been lost in the shuffle of all these superhero movies that were coming up. So it sounds like maybe this is the appropriate time for Warner Brothers to really be going at it.
Yeah, so like this had a bunch of like people in like the early 2000s, like DJ Corona was cast as actually Superman, and Armie Hammer from The Man from U.N.C.L.E. that's just out is Batman. So they even got Megan Gale as Wonder Woman, like people from the 2000s. Adam Brody, I think he was in the OC or whatever, was cast as the Flash. And Jay Baruchel, we've been known from How to Train Your Dragon, and He's like a really goofy guy in Tropic Thunder. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
He was the villain, Maxwell Lord.
Okay.
And well, they had Martian Manhunter. They had a bunch of people cast. And like it just never came to fruition because the writer's strike became the same month that they did this. And they had to let the cast go because of that.
From the sound of it, it sounds like a very bizarre group of people for this movie, and I would love a documentary.
Yeah, this is one I would watch, simply because they came so close.
Yeah.
They came so close. They had all these people cast, and then
they had them in suits, and
ooh. Yes, and this is kind of let it go, and I'd go back and watch it.
But yeah, we'll watch it. We'll watch it, people out there.
But the documentary only needs releases for behind-the-scenes photos and a couple other things, and it'll be good to go.
Oh, cool. So it sounds like it's already cut.
Yeah, well, I don't know if it's cut, but it's close. We would see it before Justice League 1 would come out.
Ooh, good. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. So, Suicide Squad, though, is still coming out. They never had anything cast for that. A big rumor is that Joker used to be Robin. You've probably seen this online.
Yeah, I heard the rumor.
I don't believe it. I don't think it's true. I think it's stupid. I just need to put people in their place now. You're wrong.
Steaming your broccoli a little bit over there?
I wouldn't say that far. It's just like, you know, people will post things that aren't true online. Like, another thing is, like, after, like, October 1st, it's illegal for people to smoke with children in their car.
Okay.
That is true for England, not America.
Okay.
So people need to stop sharing stuff like that. Like, it's just like, when things are becoming viral now, they're actually, like, literally viruses that are killing brain cells.
Yeah. It's like, you can completely fabricate a title for an article and it's just tangentially related, and people, of course, they never go in and they read the article. They just read the title, and they consider themselves an educated citizen from a title.
A clickbait title, too.
Yeah, don't do that, people.
I've gone on that rant early on in this podcast about clickbait titles, but, I mean, this is one of those things, like, no, the Joker is not the Robin, the Joker will be the Joker. Like, that, don't even try to, like, connect lines that aren't there.
Yeah, and if Chris is wrong, you can definitely
reach out to him. I will eat that broccoli. If I am wrong, I will eat that broccoli on this podcast.
Yeah, no cheese, no salt, just raw.
Just raw broccoli.
You can't even dip it in ranch.
Can I steam it?
No.
Really?
Yeah, no. If you're eating broccoli, it's got to be at its worst.
Oh, man. All right. Well, fine. I will eat the raw, unsteamed broccoli. Uh-huh. You got it. You heard it right here on the show.
Yeah.
So, oh, well. Man of Steel 2, we're going to jump back in. George Miller is reportedly on to direct that. Like, he is the front runner to direct Man of Steel 2.
That is making some nerds sweat right now.
So a lot of people were like, well, that's weird. I mean, he did Mad Max, but he's like almost 80 years old, right? And yeah, but I mean, they had him to sign up to do Justice League Mortal. Mm-hmm. So it sounds like the guy knows the mythos.
He knows what he's doing. And honestly, I've had a really strong theory when it comes to anything creative, you know, whether it's art, whether it's writing, directing, anything that's not manual labor, except I guess maybe arts and crafts, you just get better with time. I mean, why would a director get worse at his job the older he gets? Honestly, he's just had more experience. He's probably digested more film than anybody else out there. It seems like you would want the older director because you're just going to get more.
It depends on if they're resting on their laurels or not.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, when they're not constrained or like in the Hollywood mindset at a younger age, probably do better.
Mm-hmm.
And but I mean, as George Miller has proven with the new Mad Max Fury Road, mm-hmm. like, he's not slowing down.
No, he's an old man. He doesn't give a fuck now. He's gonna do whatever he wants. He probably just gives Hollywood the middle finger and be like, yeah, man, I'll make your Man of Steel 2, and guess what, I'll make it better than that young guy did.
That's right. So that's what he's, I mean, I would believe it. I'd watch it.
Yeah, he's gonna show all you young directors out there how it's done.
Yeah. So, oh well. Supergirl coming out October 26th, right?
Yep.
So are you still excited to see it or not?
I'm cautiously optimistic.
Okay. Again, they've confirmed that this is not ever going to cross over with Arrow or Flash. It's not in the same universe.
Well, have they really confirmed it, though? I thought they weren't really sure. I thought they were just kind of waiting to see how it was received.
No, CBS said like a couple weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
So, anyway, we have a new image of Melissa Benoist in her Supergirl outfit, apparently in a van or something.
Yeah, she's just chilling out in a van. Looks like she's talking on an iPhone 4, possibly.
Yeah, it's got a weird bottom, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. Nice, thick one. She looks different in this than she looked in the pilot. I don't know if there's something about the makeup, maybe. But the suit looks the same.
Yeah, I mean the suit definitely looks good. It looks on point. It looks like you've pulled her right from a page of a comic book. So she definitely looks like Supergirl. We're just gonna have to see if the show ends up being any good.
Yeah. So it's very on the fence. I'm still on the fence on her costume as well.
Still haven't seen the pilot yet, right?
I've not. I've been putting that off. I need to do it. Like I said, I'm watching Twin Peaks now. Uh-huh. I don't know if you're ever familiar with Twin Peaks.
I'm familiar with the internet's love of it, but I have not seen it.
Yeah, it's a fucked up show. They're 45-minute episodes, and I didn't realize that before jumping in.
Oh, okay.
But I'm almost done, so I will get on that. I also have the, what I tell you, I had the pilot for Minority Report and Lucifer to watch as well.
Oh, okay.
So I should probably get on those. Maybe we'll have something for that next week.
Yeah, well, I mean, you got some time. It looks like these shows aren't going to kick up for another month or two, so...
Yeah, so here's an image of Melissa Benoist in her Supergirl outfit in a thing. And it looks pretty practical. I mean, it looks like something someone would wear.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm still not too sold on it. Oh, well. That's just me. I'm a crazy guy. Gotham. Have you watched Gotham yet?
Nope. I've still just got the pilot under my belt.
Yeah, I have not even got that far. But season 2 is on its way. There's a new trailer called Villains Will Rise. And apparently this is like Joker heavy. So the guy in the first episode or the first season we talked about being the Joker is pretty much back and doing like a laugh and looking like the Joker. But apparently there's gonna be a lot of villains this time in Gotham.
Okay.
So you know, we got Edward Nigma, we got the Penguin dude, we got Joker and a bunch of other ones that are coming up. So It was just a Joker heavy preview. I wanted to share it with people.
Well, you know, this is kind of where I wanted to bring up a point I was going to bring up earlier in the show, but I decided to hold it off. So one of the CEOs or the president or someone in charge of something important over at FX recently stated in front of a crowd of people that there is too much TV out there right now. And people kind of were taken back by that for a second. But then he went on to elaborate that he was like, there's lots of really good TV out there. But there's so much good TV that it's obstructing the really great television. So there's basically a problem of you got too much choice. You got too many options. You know, if a show doesn't really grab your attention, there's almost a limitless supply out there of what you could watch. And TV shows obviously take the time to tell a longer story. So you really need to dedicate, you know, hours of your week, of your life, of your year to being fans of these shows. And, you know, I kind of think that is very apparent, too, when we talk about Gotham, because, you know, we both haven't watched it. You know, we also say, you know, oh, it's because of the time and, you know, we just can't fit everything in. But also, it's okay. I just want to let people out there know it is okay not to watch a TV show just because it's good. You know, a TV show doesn't have to be, like, good or bad. There's in-between zones there. And just because it's good and just because we don't watch it doesn't mean that you shouldn't watch it. It doesn't mean it's a bad show. You know, it's just not necessarily quite at the level of, like, a Walking Dead or, like, a Game of Thrones, something that you push everything aside for, like, on, like, a Sunday night and make sure that you don't miss it because the internet's going to be buzzing about it.
I think I'm the only person outside of that because I don't watch either of those shows.
Well,
I don't go out of my way to watch either of those.
The thing is,
shows.
That's the problem. There's so much out there to watch. You just cannot set aside enough time to watch everything. I mean, we have some really, really good shows that are on, like, you know, the back burner. You know, I still haven't caught up on shows like Better Call Saul, which I heard is amazing later on in the season. I've only seen a couple episodes. You know, I have not had a chance to watch Sense8 yet. You know, I've heard some.
Yeah, we had a writer, our listener, Marshall, write in and told me, and that's on my Netflix queue now.
So. Yeah, I mean, that's in my queue too. I've heard good things about that. I've only seen, like, the first episode of Powers. You know, there's just so much out there. We just cannot get to everything. And I think it's a good problem. I mean, it's hard to complain, like, oh, why do I have to go to work and get a paycheck? Can't I just stay home and watch all these shows all the time?
What if I do both?
Oh, man, you're lucky, man.
I am pretty lucky. I get to watch a little TV and work at home.
Yeah, if you can do both. I mean, hell, I'm just getting around to Earth's Mightiest Heroes that's been canceled for a couple years now, so.
Yeah, I've been on an Arrested Development kick lately again.
Oh, man, yeah, that show's good, too. So
a lot of stuff, just like, some of the stuff, I appreciate people, like, yeah, I watch it, but they just play it in the background and they don't really watch it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not that person. If I've not seen it, it gets my full undivided attention until that episode's over.
Yeah, I just want to reassure people, you know, that if someone tells you a show is good and you just don't get around to watching it, it doesn't make you a bad person. There's just so much out there to watch.
Yeah, but put it on your list. Like, maybe one day you do get some free time.
Yeah, people, I feel like there should be a word for this now, or maybe some sort of phrase, but people will have, like, this list of shows that they'll, like, they call them, like, the broken body or broken bone shows or something. You know, like, oh, if there's ever a time in my life where I break my leg and I'm just stuck on a couch all day, I'll watch this show. But until I break my leg, I'm not watching this show.
Would you call it, like, a bucket list?
Yeah, maybe a bucket list show.
Because, like, at that point, you just pull it out of a bucket and watch it.
God damn it, Chris. You need to go outside and you need to get on those train tracks and you need to tell that goddamn train.
Well, ironically, I live not, I don't know, 10 minutes from a town called Clarksville, Indiana. So it could be the last train to Clarksville. And that's a Monkees reference and only like 5 people will ever get it.
Well, you need to write into these people and tell them we are trying to put on a professional podcast for our loyal listeners, and they can just stop running the train for about an hour.
You need to tell the ambulances at your place to stop going by with their sirens on, because they do that every show, every time we record, too.
It's a Sunday. It's a day of rest. People, stop getting sick. Stop traveling. Just stay in your homes and don't make noise.
Yeah, let us do our show, damn it.
Yeah, we're trying to talk about Star Trek Beyond here.
Yeah, we are, because that's a thing, and we had our first image from it.
Mm-hmm.
So the image I'm going to show is, you know, Spock, or not Spock, the other dude. Kirk, yeah, and some other chick on a green screen. That chick is actually from the Kingsman, the chick with the blade legs.
Oh, okay.
I don't know her name, but I could not tell by looking at that picture.
Well, I'm going to assume that she is an alien in this picture.
Well, God, we hope so. Or she's like one of those ICP fans.
She a juggalo?
She is such a juggalo in this picture.
Oh, okay.
But looks like she's setting up some sort of weapon, and they're crawling out of a hatch of some sort.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's going on here. Star Trek, the first one's good. The second one's not so good. I'm ready for the third one.
Yeah, I wouldn't say the second one's bad. Just not as good.
Yeah, I didn't really enjoy myself in the theater as much. I had a few drinks before I even went into that one. But yeah, either way, that comes out July 8th of next year. So we're going to have a lot of good movies next year, hopefully.
Oh, so many.
Another one will be Independence Day 2.
Resurgence? Is that what they're calling it?
Resurgence is the name. And that has also wrapped filming this week. I barely knew it was even started filming.
Man, all these set people are going on vacation right now.
Yeah, they are transitioning to other movies like, I don't know, Doctor Strange starts in November.
Yeah, man.
I'm ready for that. But yeah, Independence Day 2's wrap filming, we'll see it June of next year.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it. Next, something we won't see for a while is probably Masters of the Universe.
Yeah, I've started to hear some rumblings of this movie lately.
They had a 1987 movie with Dolph Lundgren that's kind of like a cult film, but like they're doing a rewrite with Chris Yost. Talked about him earlier. He also wrote Thor Ragnarok, is writing Thor Ragnarok. So when he's done with Thor Ragnarok, he'll be working on Masters of the Universe.
Mm-hmm.
So he's writing that. I like him. Like, he's a great guy. He's from Michigan. Went to film school in Michigan and started working for Marvel. He writes comics. He wrote Scarlet Spider for a while.
Oh, cool.
I think you have a few Scarlet Spider issues.
Yeah, I have a few of his origin story.
Yeah, so there's that. That's a bit of a news. What about Nintendo? You like Nintendo?
You know, I like my Nintendos.
I have a Wii U. I never thought I'd enjoy it, but I enjoyed the shit out of it.
Oh, wow.
And they're considering a return to movies. As we know, the last movie they did was Super Mario Brothers in 1993.
Mm-hmm.
How'd that turn out for them?
That was bad.
Pretty awful. But with the recent luck of Pixels, and I wouldn't say luck because we trashed it the whole time, but it made a little bit of money. And Wreck-It Ralph, their characters were in those movies. They're considering maybe, you know, coming into movies, maybe being like licensing their rights out more, or maybe doing their own films, but not a Legend of Zelda Netflix series, but something along those lines, maybe.
Yeah. Well, you know, sometimes I forget how weird Japan can be relative to the Western culture. So whatever it is, I hope they give up pretty much all the creativity to some sort of a Western studio, because every once in a while I forget that Nintendo is just this weird video game company that just lives and breathes Japan. I'll see like whiffs of weird marketing campaigns that they drum up, and it's just really bizarre, and I have no idea what's going on. So as long as they trust a studio over here in Hollywood, and we don't get something bizarre. But I think a Nintendo movie could work. I mean, we all thought the Lego movie was going to be bizarre, but it ended up being amazing. So maybe if whoever tackles a Mario movie maybe is kind of self-referential and kind of makes fun of Mario at the same time celebrating him.
Yeah, so, I mean, I honestly don't know. But, I mean, that's interesting to see their back into it. And lastly, the biggest news for the day, we're going to talk some box office stuff. First year, Hitman Agent 47 came out.
Mm-hmm.
Did you go watch it?
I have no plans on watching this.
I don't think anybody did, because it only made $8 million.
Ooh, that's opening bad.
Weekend. That's fourth. That's fourth place on
that
opening weekend.
That is so bad. I mean, we thought Fantastic Four didn't do that well, but Agent 47 definitely showed them up.
Yeah, another video game movie to tank.
Yeah.
But also, Fantastic Four, this is their third weekend.
Uh-huh.
It fell below Ant-Man's sixth weekend.
Jeez. Oh, and I can't believe Fox is still toying around with the idea of keeping them around.
Yeah, here's a theory on that. Fox cannot abandon or forsake a movie while it's still in theaters.
Okay.
It has to say, you know, it can't be like, yeah, we want to get rid of it the first week it's out, right? Because mm-hmm. no one else is going to go see it.
That's true. So you're saying the second they have pushed it out of theaters, someone at Fox is going to be like, all right, we fucked up. They're not coming back.
After the DVD sales have been out for like a month, then they'll probably announce something.
Okay.
Well, it's the same with Spider-Man 2, Amazing Spider-Man 2. Sony didn't say they were going to go away from it until, you know, 6 to 8 months later.
Yeah, that's true. That it took them a while to admit that.
Yeah, so I think Fox is in the same way. They're not going to abandon it while it's in theaters, but I would still say it's still on the table to be bartered with Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
So that's about it. Something else I kind of want to do this week. I don't know. You still want to do it? Countdowns to some big things this year?
Yeah, I mean, we don't... The year's kind of wrapping up. The summer movie season is sadly over with. So what do we have left?
For this, I am looking forward to Star Wars Battlefront, the game.
Mm-hmm.
It's only for current generation consoles. Sorry, Mike. Wait.
Oh, I know. I gotta step my game up.
That's coming
literally.
Literally. That's coming out November 17th, so that'll give us a month of Star Wars games
mm-hmm.
between that and Episode 7.
And I believe November is also the next James Bond movie as well.
It probably is, yes. I don't know off the top of my head. However, on the December 18th, a month later, is... The Force Awakens.
Oh. Ooh.
So, again,
ooh,
that's less than...
my skin get goosebumps.
That's less than 4 months away. By, like, a day or two.
Mm-hmm.
And lastly, Halo 5. I'm a Halo fan. I like playing the campaigns and mm-hmm. some online. It's relaxing. Played a little bit last night, actually. And it's October 27th. So, it is coming up on 2 months away.
Two video games I can't play because I don't have a next-gen console.
Yeah, you might, by that point, you might man up.
Maybe. Who knows?
I doubt it. No, I'm kidding.
Maybe if we just say on air to our audience how much we love the Xbox One, maybe they'll send us some. Maybe. Send me free stuff, Microsoft.
Yeah, send him free stuff. And,
I'm trying to play your games.
Give me some free stuff, too, because I talk about you all the time. But, yeah, that's about it for countdowns. I mean, that was kind of a horrible countdown thing. But, I mean, it gives me, like, September is new TV shows, October is Halo, November is Battlefront, and December is... Force Awakens.
Yeah, it sounds like you really got to plan out your entertainment over there because it's going to start snowing sooner or later, and you got to make sure that you're all planned up to survive the winter.
Well, I do work at home, Mike, so I think it'll be okay.
You're like, I never have to leave.
I am stocked up, ready to go now. We got a new review this week as well.
Oh, man.
From an old listener here.
Mm-hmm.
Discriminating Danny. As his name is on iTunes. Mm-hmm. I got to read the last one. You put this one up. You read it out for me, Mike. This one made me laugh pretty hard too.
Oh, all right. Let me ease into this here. Let me adjust my microphone. Bring my screen a little bit closer because we are loving these reviews.
Oh my gosh, please write us more of these. These are awesome.
All right. So, hey, it's Game Gloss. You mentioned me from a few episodes back. After hearing last week's review, I decided I needed to write an even better review for the superhero slate. Great bait, mate. No hate. I rate 8 out of 8.
Those are all eights, by the way.
Yes, the Hateful Eight cast. If I could only hear someone's voice for the rest of my life, it would be Mike's. Quoted by Robert Downey Jr., apparently. And then Chris is so majestic when he reads his show notes. Oh, wait, hold on. I'm getting messed up here. Oh, I'm botching this already. Chris, I think you need to take the second half of this review.
Right. So it says, Chris is so majestic when he reads his show notes from Chris Evans.
Ah, see.
If I could take an hour of people talking, wrap up and eat it at Chipotle, it would be Superhero Slate from Chris Hemsworth.
Man, I just had some Chipotle last night. This is so topical.
And Chris Hemsworth does look like he likes him some Chipotle. And lastly, Too Much Superheroes, 8 out of 10 from IGN.
Oh, God damn it, IGN.
You just read the greatest review ever. Hawkeye is the best Avenger. I totally get the IGN reference, by the way, because there's too much water, and they should definitely take that. But that is awesome, Mr. Game Gloss, or Discriminating Danny. I mean, when Mike put this up, that was the first thing this week, wasn't it, that you put in here?
Yeah, this was our first official show note of the week. And apparently, whenever you read the show notes, it's making the panties drop.
Is it? Is it really?
Yeah.
How do you know? Are yours on the floor?
Yes. They're all over the floor.
Oh my gosh, you need to pick your panties up right now, Mike.
Oh, okay. I'll do my best.
Thank you. Thank you. So that's great. Write some more stuff in. Email us what you thought. I didn't really check our... I accidentally deleted my Safari browsing history from the beginning of time this week.
Oh, no.
And that, like, logs you out of everything you've ever been logged in.
Uh-huh.
So it was... it's been an adventure trying to figure out what I'm not logged into that I'm normally logged into. but I don't see any other, like, new emails. Guys, you're not emailing us your stuff here. But, yeah, go right ahead. Like, send us some more stuff in.
Well, when you finally get around to logging back into all your things and getting your Safari life back on point, where can they find that out, Chris?
Oh, they can find me at Valdan on Twitter, Valdan. I think I posted some stuff on there, maybe some Instagram stuff recently.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember. Oh, well. I'll go to comicui.com or on Facebook, comicui, stuff like that. Where can I find you, Mike?
Well, if you want to find me, you can find me at Mike Royer Design on Twitter or Instagram. And as always, you can read my webcomics at pickledcomics.com.
You had a new one this week, didn't you?
Yes, it was a silly little joke that no one seemed to read, but I don't care. I thought it was funny, so I drew it anyway.
That's all right. That's what matters. Those will come back one day. You're In-N-Out Burger when you didn't expect to be that popular until Will Wheaton shared it.
Oh, Will Wheaton. I love you.
Yeah. Thanks for listening, Will Wheaton. Mm-hmm. We know you're listening.
I hope so.
Where else can they find us? Where can Will find us at if he's listening right now? And he's like, I need to find these guys somewhere else. Where can they find us at?
Oh, well, holy crap. You can find us everywhere. But the best place to find all of those everywheres is superheroslate.com. You can find us there on iTunes, YouTube, SoundCloud, Tumblr. Heck, you can even like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. There's so many places that you can subscribe to the show. And if you really, really appreciate what we're doing, please head on over to iTunes and leave us a review. We think they're hilarious. And if they just make us chuckle enough, we will include you on the show. So we love it when you guys out there review. It's super awesome of you guys. So if you keep listening, we will keep recording.
That's right. And like, you know, have some fun and creativity with it. Like that. That's the best. Like, you guys, we do it for you, and you do that for us, and that's just good stuff.
Ah, bless their hearts.
I'm getting all teary-eyed over here.
Oh, gosh.
But yeah, that's about it for the week. You got anything else?
Not else. I'm either going to go win some money or lose some money now.
Oh, you're playing with the actual money?
Yeah, dropping some real bills. We'll see how this goes.
Well, good luck with that. Watch out for the French people. They will cheat.
No, I'm worried, you know. We're going to lose all my money. I'm going to have to live in a box out on the street. And I'm not going to be able to see Star Wars in December.
You can move back to Indiana. I got a spare room. We'll just record in person.
I'll hop on that goddamn train that's always in the background.
Well, you could probably take the ambulance that drives past your house to the train yard and then ride the train down here.
I'll have to do that.
So, all right. Well, thanks, guys, for listening. And we will catch you next week.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening, and don't forget to subscribe!